We are about to start Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph. We'll be doing the first four Si'ifim. Sif Aleph Mitzvah L'Galeach Be'erev Yontif. There's a mitzvah to take a haircut before Yontif so that you come into Yontif every second of Yontif and you're already presentable. On Erev Yontif, other than Erev Pesach, you're allowed to take a haircut after Chatzos, although the Prima Gadam holds you should take one in the morning. Sif Beis Ein Megalchin B'moed. There's an Isser of taking a haircut in Chol HaMoed. Afilum Gilak Kodem HaMoed. You're not allowed to on Yontif on Chol HaMoed itself. Why is that? Because Chazal were afraid that if they would allow you to, then people would not come into Yontif with freshly cut hair or clean shaven, but instead they would rely on doing that on Yontif itself. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that it's also even by way of a non-Jew. And this is even if he took a haircut beforehand, so there is no gzera, but there's still an isser of marasayin. Sif gimel this is afilu moya onus mipnei kach lo gilach be'erev yontif einu megaleach b'moed. Even if he couldn't have taken a haircut beforehand, you shouldn't take one in chol hamoed. V'adin l'misha yecholav v'nisrapa b'moed. Even though there are different things that Chazal were matir, they are only the things that everyone knows about. That's the things that really stand out. Whereas if things don't stand out, even though you're an exception, Chazal said that you shouldn't cut your hair. Siv dalid ve'elu megalchim b'moed. Mishi yotzo v'beis ha'shivya. Someone was locked up in captivity, and he couldn't have, they wouldn't allow him to cut his hair. And he either got out just before Yontif or on Chol HaMoed, so he's allowed to. Mishi yotzim beis asurim, v'afilo ayachovish biyad Yisrael, shayim anichim lo legaleach. He was in prison among Jews. They would have allowed him to shave. Nevertheless, he had tsar, and he didn't feel like it. He was depressed. So if he's released, then the halachi is that he's allowed to take a haircut. V'chein, menuda shitiru lo beregel, someone that was in cherim, and they were matuit for him on Yontif. Now, some say that if he could have done tshuva beforehand, and then they would have been matir the cherim, and he waited till Erev Yontif, then the halach is he cannot take a haircut or shave on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed. So it's a machlokas. V'chein mishenadosh lo legaleach v'nishla lindro beregel. According to that daya, the halach would be That's only if he couldn't find a chacham to be shol his neder until Yontif. He planned that a long time ago. It means he came from Medinas Hayam. He set out a long time ago, and then he showed up on Erev Yontif, and there wasn't enough time before Chol HaMoed. For who? But that's provided that he didn't do something wrong here. What's that? It's also to leave Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz without a purpose. There's got to be a purpose. He's doing it for health. He's got to do it for parnasa. If he did it not for that, it's an aveira, and for that, Chazal were not accommodating.